Play it one more time there. I'm struggling here. Good morning. It's good to see everybody this week. Good on those things. We're okay though. Again, good morning. It's awesome to be here. I'm going to talk to you about listening here in just a little bit. I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed studying for this message, and something I've been told I'm not very good at. So I'll get to that in a second. Right now, I just want us to. If we can, just look around and look at everybody, man. It's good, even though we're not physically in a building, it's good to see everybody's eyes. It's good to see the smiles on your faces. Just an awesome morning to be here. And I'd like for us to continue our worship by reciting the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Again, it is a pleasure to be here. Can y'all hear me? Okay, good, good. And again, if you want, you can tune in to 87.9 if you want to listen to it on the FM dial. But again, I've truly enjoyed putting this sermon together, and it is about something I need to work on, which is listening. Listening is a great skill. I want to go ahead and read some scripture. I'm going to read from John 10, and I'm going to read verses 22 through 30. Let's see. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, just thank you so much for being here with us, Lord. Thank you for this awesome opportunity to proclaim your word, Lord. I I'm thankful for each person that's here in the parking lot with us this morning, Lord. I'm thankful for the ones watching online, Lord. I pray that you bless this service, Lord, and again that you speak through me, Lord, through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you listening? That is the title of this sermon. I didn't come up with a title till pretty late yesterday afternoon because I've been researching a few different things the last few weeks, and I said, you know, this is pretty good. This is a skill I need to work on because sometimes I hear but I don't listen very well. I'm going to repeat that. Sometimes I hear but I don't listen very well. I think that's something we can all work on. If you don't believe what I just told you, you can ask my wife, you can ask other people who know me. I hear you a lot of times, but sometimes I don't listen intently enough. If you've known me for any time at all, you know that I love John 10. And I'm usually earlier in that chapter when I'm teaching, around the 10th verse and so on. But today I'm going to go on later into that chapter and talk about how Jesus addresses listening with a group of Jewish leaders that he's confronted by. You see, listening is a very important part of communication. It's a very important part of communication. I don't know how many times in my marriage I have forgotten that I was supposed to do something. And then Rhonda will come to me and she said, I told you that the other day. You were sitting right there. You said you heard me. I said, well, I heard you, but evidently I wasn't listening. Sometimes I feel like my students have the same problem. I think they hear me. But again, getting them to actually respond and listen and know what they're supposed to do next is tough. I have that same problem. Listening's tough. But the thing about it is, when we truly listen to somebody, when we know somebody and we truly listen to them, that listening part, that sound, that hearing is powerful. I'm here to tell you that hearing, in a lot of ways, is more powerful than seeing. Sometimes your sight can fool you. Sometimes we think we see things that later on, sometimes we think we may see a tiger running around in East Knox County, and then I don't know if there's one out there or not, but there's a big difference between tiger, but I don't know what's going on with that. But sometimes our sight will fool us. But if we hear something, if we know somebody, we hear their words, it makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, I told you last week, my father's been passed away for 14 years. And sometimes I'll be somewhere and I'll think I see somebody that looks like him. I'm like, that, you know, he looks kind of like my dad. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll look at the person again. I'm like, well, no, he don't look like him. You know that. So, but the thing about it is, if my father right now, who's been dead for 14 years, called my name, there would be no doubt. I would know when he said Stacy or he said son, I would know exactly who it is. I wouldn't have to wonder. You see, that's why listening is so important. Our sight can fool us. In education, I think the more senses we can get involved in learning, the better we learn it and the longer we retain it. If we see something, we learn it pretty well. If we hear something, you know, but the more we live out what we're learning, the more we live out our faith, the more we listen and respond, the more we learn it, and the more that, again, the more that we are not just hearing things, we're actually listening. Too often we communicate and we listen, and while we're listening, we're thinking about what we're going to respond. how we're going to say, what we're going to say next, instead of just listening to the person. I'm guilty of it. But again, it's so important to know the voice of Jesus. And if you think about it, the first Easter Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene got to the tomb, when she first saw Jesus, she thought it was the gardener. But when she called, when he called her by name, she knew exactly who he was, because she knew him. She knew his voice. You see, I think this is what the scripture is talking about. I think this is the lesson that Jesus is trying to teach to these Jewish leaders. You see, the scripture tells us in verses 22 and 23 that it's the Feast of Dedication, and it's winter. You see, the Feast of Dedication is also called Hanukkah, and it's a celebration of the rededication of the temple after 3 years of destruction by the king of Syria. So it's a celebration of rebuilding the temple. And Jesus walks into the temple, and it says that that he's on Solomon's porch, basically. I'm like, you know, I'm putting this sermon together. I'm like, I'm going to be on the porch. That's pretty cool. So he's outside, and some Jewish leaders come to him, and they start questioning him. You see, this is almost a confrontation between Jesus and the religious leaders. But I don't even know if Jesus was teaching at the time. They started asking him questions. Again, he was outside. They start asking him questions. And Jesus responds to the questions. And those Jewish leaders, they gather around him, and they ask him, how long do you keep us in doubt? How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. That's what these Jewish leaders are asking. Please, tell us if you are the Christ. Tell us if you are the Messiah. And Jesus responds like this. He said, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The works that I've been doing in His name tell you who I am. The words I've spoken, they tell you who I am. But you don't believe. Again, they said, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. You see, the religious leaders, they refused to listen. They heard what Jesus was saying. They heard what Jesus had been saying, but they refused to listen to him because they didn't believe. You see, they hoped to, they're questioning Jesus because they wanted to blame Jesus for their unbelief. How long do you keep us in doubt? Again, they're placing the blame on Jesus. How long is it that you don't tell us who you are? And he basically says, I've been trying to tell you who I am. You're not listening to me. I told you and you do not believe. You see, Jesus didn't often specifically refer to himself when he was among the Jews as the Christ or the Messiah, because if he had, then it's got political and military implications that go along with it. And Jesus wanted to avoid those. But he told them in many ways who he was. He said, in many ways I've told you, and you do not believe. In John 3:13, he says, he could say, I told you, I am the one who came from heaven. John 3:15, I told you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. Later in John, he says, I told you, I will judge all humanity. I told you all honor. You should honor me like you honor the Father. I told you the Hebrew Scriptures all speak about me. I told you I perfectly reveal God the Father. I told you I always please God and never sin. I told you I'm uniquely sent from God. I told you before Abraham was, I am. I told you I am the Son of Man, prophesied by Daniel. I told you I will raise myself from the dead. I told you I'm the bread of life. I told you I am the light of the world. I told you I am the door. And I told you that I am the good shepherd. You see, the problem was not what Jesus was telling them. The problem was they had a listening problem. They heard him talking, but they couldn't conceive what he was telling them. They didn't believe. You see, the problem was not that they couldn't hear Jesus. The problem was they didn't want to listen to his word. They weren't listening. You see, Jesus more often revealed himself as the Messiah to the non-Jewish community, to the woman at the well, because she didn't have any misconceptions of what the Messiah would be. So he would reveal himself to them. But Jesus plainly speaks to the religious leaders about their condition. Again, they try to place the blame on him, but he talks about their condition. He talks about, hey, it's not what I have or haven't told you. It's what you've listened to. It's what you actually listen to and respond to. He says, but you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. And he said to him, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In other words, his followers know his voice. Mary, the morning at the tomb, knew his voice. They knew it. She knew it was Jesus. Jesus is still giving us instruction today. Are we hearing him? Do we listen to him? Again, he said, you do not believe because you are not my sheep. You see, the religious leaders wanted Jesus to speak plainly and say that he was the Messiah because they wanted to use it against him. They wanted to use it against him. But Jesus told them that they were not even true sheep because the Messiah's sheep believe and listen to his voice. When I was a youth leader, I used to play this game. I would blindfold people. And I'm not going to do that this morning. It might be fun, but I'm going to stay up here and I'm going to describe the game to you. I would blindfold youth, and then I would have like three groups. And a group leader of each one, I say, you need to lead them from this end of the basketball court to this chair over here. And then I would blindfold the ones that are leading. And then I would move the chair. And I said, the rules are you cannot touch the person you're leading. They can't see you, and you can't touch that person. You have to listen to them. You have to listen to their instructions. And you wouldn't believe, I mean, you got people walking off the bat, you got people walking into the walls because you've got somebody standing next to them trying to give them every bit of instruction as they walk, and it's too hard not to touch them. And then it takes forever for them to lead them. And then I will go at the end of the game, and I've timed them. I'll say, let me show you how it's done. And I'll go sit in the chair. And I'll talk to all three groups at one time. I say, come to me. I'm right here. Come to me. They hear my voice, they recognize my voice, and they walk to where I am. They walk right to the chair. Are we listening this morning? Do we know where Jesus is wanting us to walk? Are we listening to him? You see, Jesus says that he gives his sheep eternal life. They'll never perish. He's describing the benefits of following him. He says that his sheep cannot be snatched. They cannot be taken out of his hand. He said he's the good shepherd. And then in John 10:30, he declares his unity with the Father. He says, I and my Father are one. You see, this is an important statement regarding the deity of Jesus and the nature of the Father. And of course, the third part of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. But he says, I and the Father are one. It don't mean they're the same, but it means that they are a part of the Trinity. They are a part of the Trinity. He's telling them right then that he is God. He is God, and he is with the Father. He is one with the Father. That if they listen to his words, they will hear the Father. They weren't listening. They heard him, but they weren't listening to him. He's not quite what they expected. He's not quite what the Jewish leaders expected a Messiah to be. You see, Jesus told the Jewish leaders who he was. Jesus showed them who he was, but they didn't know him. So they didn't recognize him. They could hear him talking, but they didn't recognize his voice. You see, Jesus is telling you who he is. He's telling me who he is. He's showing us who he is. He says to us today, he says, I am the one who came from heaven. Whoever believes on me has eternal life. I am the unique Son of God. I will judge all of humanity. He's telling us that we should honor him just as we honor the Father. He says, I perfectly reveal God the Father. He says, I always please God and never sin. He says, I'm uniquely sent from God. He says, before Abraham was, I am. I am the Son of Man. I will raise myself from the dead. I have raised myself from the dead. He tells us that he is the bread of life. He tells us that he is the light of the world. He tells us he is the door. He tells us he is the good shepherd. And later on in John, he tells us that he's the true vine. Are you listening? Do you know him? Do you recognize his voice? Is he calling you somewhere today? Those are the questions I want to leave you with. Are you listening? Do you know him? Do you recognize his voice? If he is calling you today, and you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and you don't know his voice, you're confused about what you're hearing because you're hearing, but you're not truly, you haven't listened, you don't recognize this. I pray today that you accept him as your Lord and Savior. You become one of his sheep. And you listen to him. Also pray today for those of us who have been in a relationship with Jesus for some time and we haven't been listening very well. We haven't been following his word. I pray we take this opportunity to start listening and responding. Listen to what he's calling us to do. You see, he's still speaking to us today. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for, again, just being here with us today, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son. Lord, I just pray that we start listening better. Lord, we listen for instructions. We listen to him by reading your word. We listen to him by just waiting. Lord, we hear you. We hear you speaking to us, Lord. I just pray that you open our minds, that we really, truly listen. Lord, thank you for the call on our lives, Lord. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be in a relationship with you. Lord, again, just thank you so much for Chestnut Hill United Methodist Church. Thank you for our community. Lord, thank you for everybody that's listening at home on Facebook. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Man, Brandon's going to play here in just a minute. As he plays, I'm going to go ahead and give a benediction, then let him play, and I'll go out and greet you and talk to you for a second. Again, just thank you so much for coming. It's wonderful to be here. I think this is 5 Sundays in a row that we've gotten to be here together again. And again, I know it's not the way we would we want, but it's wonderful to be able to look you in the eye and see you and fellowship with you and tell you how much I love you. Let me give us a benediction. Heavenly Father, again, just thank you so much for your word, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Lord, most of all, thank you for sending us Jesus, Lord, to save our souls. Lord, I just pray that each person here, Lord, that as we leave, Lord, when we leave, that we tell other people about you, Lord, and they truly listen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.